G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. My name's Isaac Butterfield, and my lovely wife joins me here as she is dilating.
No, I'm not dilating.
This is going to be a short podcast because we are on our way to the hospital.
Need to say something.
Not
like
because
that.
We think we're in labour, but Claire's having some pains that are either she's got a big poo coming or
no, don't.
Or it might be a little bubba.
No, I've just got very yucky cramps, and we'll them for 2 days, and then the experts, and I don't mean on maths, but the proper experts think that we should go in and just check the
just
little
check
man's
Bub's
okay.
So we've said it. We're not just doing the podcast, and then you know we've got to do that first, and then we'll go in to make sure the baby's okay. They've set a time for us to come in, so we have a little bit of time.
I also put the podcast as a priority.
So this will be the last podcast
or second last. We're not sure.
It's depending on how you're feeling.
It depends on how these fucking cramps go. Because
we could title it the last ever podcast.
The last melon.
Before we have our little man, he's due in about 4 weeks, so he could come
or
any,
today.
Or today, he could come any time between now and 4 weeks. So we're just going to go and make sure he's okay and everyone's all sweet, and we will go and do that.
I don't want him looking at my vag.
All right, who? The hospital? The people listening
Anybody.
To the podcast? Me?
Anybody.
All right, fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have some very exciting news. Little Diggy, this is other than everything else. You wanted to talk about this. You've been wanting to talk about it all day. Take it away.
This is the whole point of this podcast. Guys, it's happened.
Give us the backstory.
So as many of you know, and I'm sure many of you will go, at the name, Kizzy from shut up, Gabe.
From Dog Rescue Newcastle.
From Dog Rescue Newcastle has finally gotten her forever home.
Boom.
An amazing couple from Brisbane drove down to pick Kizzy up yesterday.
Drove down from Brisbane. And
shout out to them.
And they're fans of the podcast, and that's how they heard about Kizzy, because Dixon did not stop
it
trying
worked.
To get Kizzy home. And she saved us. So bravo to you, little Dickie. You are on fire, girl.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy that she got a home.
Well done. It's really, really exciting. Oh. I can't believe they came all the way from Brisbane. That's madness.
They're our people. If they listen to this and they've driven that far for a dog,
they've got to be legends.
They're like all of us.
Absolute legends. Well, I tell you what, I'm pumped because Kizzy was just, she's a beautiful little dog. We actually saw one the other day outside of the vet. We had Rose the vet. It's been a tough week for us with Rose. She's been very ill.
Our little princess.
It's been tough, but she seems on the improve.
Each day slowly. It's a roller coaster with her, isn't it?
She didn't eat for 4 days.
Yeah.
She had a lot of stomach issues. Mm. She was on a lot of new medication for arthritis, and she's got Cushing's disease. We've talked to you about that.
Yeah.
But we've taken her off a lot of the medication. Mm. Which has sort of taken her from this zombie who could barely
walk. It was horrible.
It was fucked.
Yeah.
To now she's more alert, happy, you know, that type of stuff. And
she's
doesn't seem to be in pain either.
Currently napping a lot better. She's laying down comfortably.
Definitely. We took her to the physio, a dog physio, and she was fucking great.
Highly recommend.
We're doing these if anyone's in the Newcastle area and they want a dog physio, let us know and we'll give you a number.
Mm.
We're doing all these massage techniques and stuff, and she wasn't
jellyfish.
So Rose wasn't able to sit down for a week. We had to lay her down every time, which was crazy.
But like a little nursing home here between Rosie and I at the moment.
But one session of physio and she could sit down again.
I
so
know.
We were absolutely stoked
it's
about
just,
that.
Oh.
And so the I'm other night she ate and then she vomited. But she ate, and then now she's been eating normal, similar, sort of normal sized meals. So she's starting to get a.
Wait till you hear the regime, though. It's not just, I don't know what's got the amount of different dog food we now are trying.
Oh,
with
we tried
Rose.
Everything with her. She just didn't like
baby
anything.
Baby food, barbecue chook, mince, cooked chicken, sweet potato, pumpkin.
But apparently one of the medications we had her on can really just devastate their appetite. And I think that's what happened. Because
I think so too.
She normally would eat food, loves it.
Yes.
And then she just went off it crazy.
And she'd sniff it like she sort of
just
wanted
get
it
into
and then
it.
Would go, nah. And then walk off.
So she's doing a lot better, which is great. Because we were very concerned about her.
It's been really rough.
She's nearly 11 and we're very concerned about her. Like we don't want her going through pain, obviously, so... there was a lot of thoughts and conversations we were having that were pretty horrible, but she's doing okay now and we're just going to you know, every day that she's happy and doing a thing is beautiful. Mm. So that's how sort of little Rose is going. But I will tell you this. She's a bit of a lunatic at the moment. She's going out once or twice a night as dogs.
Is this about the tiles?
No, she's peeing on me tiles. I don't know why the fuck she's doing that.
And shit, pooing.
And shitting on the tiles too. Lazy bastard. Anyway, is she? Anyway, whatever. What does my... She's an old lady. She's allowed to, right? Littlefoot, the other one.
Oh, don't bring him into it.
Mongrel. This kid, I will take Rosie out for a wee, yep. And then she has some water, then she wanders around for a bit and gets sees in the
sights. She does have some dementia too, guys.
Our poor little dude.
She's a little nana.
Now, Littlefoot, rather than seeing that, oh, okay, Dad's up with Rosie, they're going out for a wee or a poo.
Dad's running the house at the moment. Mum's doing fuck all.
Mum's sleeping again.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, if Dad's doing that with Rose, you know what I'll do? I'll go and do my business now too so that, you know, he doesn't have to, he can come back to, and go to bed because it's the middle of the fucking night. No, he doesn't do that. Littlefoot wouldn't do that. Littlefoot decides and has decided and has been doing this for a while that he will wait until my head hits the pillow and I pull the blanket back up and then he'll stand up, shake his little head and jump off the bed and go, I need to piss, Dad. Come on, why can't we go and piss? Fucking what a dog.
It takes him a while to rise.
What a dog.
Yeah. I know. You know don't what? Rouse at Littlefoot.
I'm pissed off at Littlefoot. I'm pissed off. He knows I'm pissed off.
I thought you were going to say because he keeps humping the air when we've been helping Rosie.
That is a weird thing that he does.
Yeah, this is another thing he's been doing. Love him to bits, our little cherub. But if we pick Rose up to sort of move her or help her or do something at the moment, he starts humping the fucking air. And I'm just
different.
Yeah, and I'm like, can you control yourself, please?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
He's a weird little dude.
Let every blossom bloom.
You've been saying that all week. A great quote from what's old mate's fucking
that
name?
That crazy dude. My nose hurts now. Oh, everything's Jesus falling apart. Christ.
All right, well, what else do we need to talk about before we go to the hospital?
We did have some funny topics.
We did. On the topic of baby, we found out this week. Gabe, let's ask you this question. On a scale of 1 to 100... 100 being a really big head and 1 being like a really, really small head. Yep. How big do you think our baby's head is? You looking at Claire's head?
I'm checking. I'm making it. You got a big head.
Thank you.
85.
96.
Fucking hell.
The 96th percentile. Of 100 children born, there's only 4 with bigger heads than our little boy. And he's not even fully grown yet. That's horrendous. That is a giant melon.
And if any of you fucking rude pricks are in my DMs again saying, why are you having a C-section? Yeah. Don't fucking ask me. Your wife's in my DMs.
The bloody Butterfield head. This is the thing. And I don't need a paternity test. As soon as I found out it's in the 96th percentile, I went, that's my noggin right there.
Who were you worried it was? Bluey's.
Gabe and Bluey.
Littlefoot. Oh, don't open that door.
That's weird.
Jesus Christ.
You said to me yesterday that you're quite excited because In-N-Out Burger is coming to Australia. Well, you're not excited, but some people are.
I'm excited, but I'm also now because I can say with Billion to America, which is such a cool thing to say.
We're very cool
people. I never
thought
we'd ever go. Yes. But we did go. We tried them. They're not that good. It's fun to do. It's really cool trying all the American stuff, and I want to do it again ASAP Rocky. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was worth the hype, I'm afraid.
No.
And all these Aussies are on there, and I would have been one of them.
So everyone lines up.
And they're all going, oh, my God, it's
coming. And they line up for hours for these Australian versions when they come out.
I don't
out
know where here. It's going. I bet it's in Melbourne Probably. Or Sydney.
I'm sure there was one in Sydney, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm pretty sure. So
the comments were going off, when but we everyone's went, keen.
And I ate it. We ate it near the airport, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. I'm not driving him to the airport.
Time. If you know any of these fucking references that Claire's going, let us know. They're either from Everybody Loves Raymond, the Seinfeld, or fucking what else?
You don't want to be in here.
No. We had it, and I tell you what their famous burger tastes like. It tastes like a Works burger.
Yes, That's from a fish show here.
Probably in
Australia. Not as good.
If you don't know what a Works burger is, it's a bit of meat, a bit of cheese, a bit of onion, a bit of beetroot, a bit of fucking...
The beetroot was nice.
Some pineapple, an egg. Hello, Claire.
You know what we never said?
What?
In America, the fruit and veggies tasted heaps better.
They did. The strawberries were
Everything.
Scrumptious.
What the fuck? Go on. I just let them know.
No, I just finished. Please.
That was it. Okay. I just remembered. The food was so much nicer, but like the healthy food.
Yeah, I feel like they're
Biden's sprinkling.
Are they sprinkling sugar on it or something?
Fiber plus on top of it.
He's fucking Metamucil. So yeah, I'm forgive us today for this podcast being a bit short, but obviously our minds are elsewhere with the little man.
I have pains.
He has been moving normally and stuff, which
I think little man's had a wonderful day. I just want to check that my cramps are all normal. Mm. But I also have bad sciatica, ATM.
You know what someone asked us the other day?
What?
And a lot of pregnant ladies ask this question. What's your birth plan?
Oh, fuck off.
Claire, what's your birth plan? Huh? What is your birth plan? What is you planning to do with this birth?
Have the baby and survive.
Like, that is what are you supposed to say?
The amount of people that have asked me that and all these, what are your goals for birth? And I'm like,
push the fucking thing out.
What do you mean, goals for birth? I was like, get our baby out safe and have me not die.
It's such a weird, because I know, but this, I guess here's the thing. A lot of ladies, they want to do the water birth. They want to do the fucking hypno birth. They want
to
do.
You had to have the big salad.
There's a Seinfeld reference.
I thought you'd like it.
You have to do all these different things. You want to have a, what's the lady, the badoobala?
What the fuck is a doula?
A doula, that's the one.
I'm thinking hooly doolies every time
Gabe,
I hear it.
What's a doula? What does a doula do?
It's like a, isn't it like a hippie midwife?
Oh, so it's a midwife without. Education.
I'm sure they have an education.
Okay.
I don't know
like
what type.
Like an arts degree or something.
Yeah, something useless like that.
Yeah, right.
A doula is a trained non-medical companion who assists a woman before, during, and after childbirth.
Oh, so it's a friend.
So
it's a pregnancy.
If your husband's an asshole, you get one of these chicks.
Yeah,
in.
Get me a
support
doula.
Support and advocacy, meditating between the woman and her maternity care providers.
Fuck yeah,
meditating.
No. Keep meditating. I think that's funny.
That's kind of what I like imagined when I was.
She's just in the room
person.
While you're asking about birth plans. Going, hom.
Some hippie chick. You can do it.
She brings down the chakras.
Everyone's so different. I'm just not about that. I just want to be. Comfortable and not traumatized.
Comfortable, calm, cool, and collected.
And no trauma would be nice.
Well, let's get you to the hospital.
I think we covered everything, but the main thing of this podcast is that Kizzy, if we could put up a photo, please, Gabe.
Gabe will throw in a photo at some point.
Yeah. Oh, you will later? Okay. Oh, yeah. Of our little Kizzy girl, as I burp into the microphone. Sorry. I better call it there.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on Mum and Dad Show. Can I just say this, though? We do have these beautiful mugs. They are on sale, Mum and Dad Show, if you like the channel.
They're the best.
If you like the podcast, go and get these to support us. The baby bibs have got like 5 left and the shirts have got about 10 left. So
I don't know why the mugs aren't going as well as the bibs.
Because the people out there, they don't know how good these mugs are.
They're really cool mugs, guys, I promise.
Get them, they're metal.
I hope yous like them.
Wish us luck. See yous later. Bye.
Bye.